I guess you're a listener to this show. Marissa. All right. My name's Lolita. Miss here, Tanqueray. All right. That's the Rick Emerson Show. Yo. It's 503-733-2970. I wear a secret talisman. I wear a secret sign. On a dragon, I must ride. The gates of hell are open. You hear that on the goddamn Lars Larson Show. It's 503-733-2970. Later on, we have a Spot the Fake Metal lyric. That's coming up. There's that Off-Fest show, which is happening at the Roseland tomorrow, which I don't even know how shows go anymore. I used to understand things when I was young. Now I don't, because I'm looking at, and here's how this whole, and we'll reveal the mystery noise here in like 4 minutes, but I don't understand this whole business with the kids today and their metal shows, because when I was a boy, the show, the tickets said 8. You'd go there. At 8:30, they started selling shirts. Thank you. At 9 o'clock, Ugly Kid Joe would come out. They would play. And then, like at 10, Ozzy would come out. He would play. Then he'd go home. The other day, I'm reading this thing that gets circulated into the building here called the Week at a Glance, which is an overview of station promotions. And I'm reading...
That?
What?
You read that?
I do. I read it, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. I believe you. And so, anyway, blah, 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 blah. And then I see the Rosen, this band, I thought this band, Hatebreed's going to be there. And I'm kind of a fan of those guys. And they're like, hey, I didn't know they were coming. That's cool. And so then I'm talking to the KUFO people. They're like, yeah, you know, there's a whole show coming. And I'm like, really? What time does it start? 4:45 in the afternoon. I'm like, what? I don't understand. And so I looked at the lineup, and there's literally like 9 bands that are playing. Even if they all played half an hour set, I mean, it's like 6 hours. It's unreal. That really is value for your money right there. So, in any event, so we've got some tickets to that we're going to be giving away. We've got Spot the Fake Metal Lyric. We'll try to get to that. Jen Lane now joins us from Barfly Magazine here in the studio. How are you, sister?
Doing great.
All right. Before we plunge headlong into the revelation of the mystery noise, which we're going to do, I'm going to ring every last possible bit of drama. I'm going to whore and exploit every last drop.
Jen, are you getting tired of the mystery noise?
Shh. Everybody loves mystery noise. It's the best bit ever.
I've been really curious as to know what it is.
That's
definitively
a diplomatic answer. Thank you. Can I just tell you this? I sat in a promotions meeting this morning that ground to a halt for about 12 minutes because everybody around the table was just like, is it one of those things that like you wind and then you put it into the thing and then it turns? Is it that? Oh, damn it. You know, so this, it really has obsessed an entire nation. If I had more time, and if Scotty J was not already, if those narrow shoulders were not already, already perilously overloaded with tasks. I'm sorry. Let me just. All right. In any event, I was going to produce a whole mini documentary that was like behind the music. They called it the mystery noise. And like, like with like the fake Ken Burns jazz music in the background and like a whole lot of like retrospectives for me, like as an 80-year-old man. Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. You know, just like a whole retrospect of how the mystery noise came to be. We did not do that. I don't have any appropriate music. I don't have I have nothing. So here is what we are going to do. We have had many guesses.
It's 10 seconds to 2:20,
right? Well, I'm beginning the segment now. We are now beginning the revelatory segment. Jen, do you have a final guess?
My guess is that it's like a typewriter ribbon cartridge.
I can't say anything. All right. I can't say anything. That is Jen's guess. It's too late now to reveal whether or not anything is right or wrong. The curtain has now been brought down on that. So here's the thing. We found out yesterday that someone had deduced the correct answer.
No, wait. Did I actually say what it was on the air like last week?
Did I?
Like, you say, oh, it wouldn't be that, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. What? Oh, are you? Many people have speculated that I inadvertently revealed it.
Well, I thought that you advertently revealed it, and
did I?
Yeah.
Did I? You can't see
but
I'm
just did it in such a quick little way.
You can't see it right now, but I'm arching my eyebrow like Stephen Colbert. John, did I? Okay. Well. Who knows? Who's to say?
This is the longest 20 minutes of my life.
Really? So we announced yesterday that someone had correctly deduced the origin of said mystery noise, the origin of the mystery sound. And so, don't Oh, okay. You're reading. Jen is reading what the file is labeled on the computer. You are forbidden to reveal anything. All right. Do we understand one another?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So.
You are so paranoid. You better get to it before somebody accidentally blurts it out.
So someone did discern what it was. And so here's what we are going to do. Because Rick Emerson cares, and because I wish to callously exploit every single moment of this bit, because once it's over, it's over, and Sarah Dillon will never, ever, ever let me do anything like this again. I've already gotten people saying, hey, do another mystery sound next week when this one's over. You do it every day. And
you realize this is going to be impossible to replicate. There will never be another sound.
No, I can't.
Like this.
I can't. We've fallen. It's like tripping and falling into a stream of gold. I can never. This is like, you know, accidentally solving a Rubik's Cube. You can. Oh, wait. Did I reveal it there?
Oh, stop it.
Oh, did I? John? Anyway, so here's what we're going to do. And Scotty, you'll have to walk me through this to make sure I do this correctly. We are going to bring on three callers here. We're going to bring on three callers. Now, one of these callers has the correct answer. So, Scotty, what I'm going to need you to do, am I taking 1, 2, and 6 here? I thought it was 1, 2, and 6. Oh, for the love of sweet God.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to, okay, 1, 2, and 6. Okay, so I'm going to take these three callers. One of them is correct. What I need to do right now, Scotty, you need to clear out the other phone lines. And we are going to take caller number 5 right now. And what you will do, caller number 5, is you will hear these guesses. And one of them is correct. If you can deduce which one of these guesses is correct, then you yourself will win an illustrious prize. So, Scotty, I need you to clean out those other, just clear out the other lines there. Clear out lines, I guess, everything that's not 1, 2, and 6. Just get rid of them. You just have to hang them up.
How's your day going, Rick?
It's going fantastically. No, this is a whole, productivity has ceased. There's no work being done right now at all. No, you gotta get rid of them. I don't want to have to be like Lycus and just go through the, I'm hanging up on the phone lines right now. Why are you calling? I'm hanging up. All right. So we're going to take caller number 5 right now at 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We will take that caller 5. You will then hear three guesses, one of which is correct. Now, the person who has the correct sound, the person who guessed it, they will win something fantastic. If you are able to correctly identify out of that lineup which of the guesses is correct, you will also win something. As I am now callously and with no shame, whoring every possible microsecond out of one of the most tedious and irritating bits ever created by any radio host anywhere.
Do you have the full length?
Ever.
Sound?
Oh, the full length? You mean just to drag it out even further?
Yeah. Get it all out of your system now.
I've heard that before. Hold on. I've got the full sound of, hold on, let me play the full length. Maybe we should take a break first. All right. Well, I wonder what else is there I should get out of my sound. There you go. Back. I'm going to find a way to keep that. All right. So, Scotty, guide me through this. I'm going to take 1, 2, and 6 right now. And then we'll take 3, right? Okay. All right, we're going to take these in no particular order. All right. Jason, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right, don't say anything. Just kind of hang out, say nothing further. All right?
Okay.
All right. Marty, are you there?
I am here.
All right, and stay there, say nothing further. All right. Susan?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
All right.
My heart is palpitating.
All right, Marty, can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
Jason, you can still hear me?
I can still hear you.
All right. Hold on 1 second. No, we can take up to, I think, 6, but they're all in one bank. That's
okay.
The problem. All right. We are now going to take, hold on, let me make sure that I've got all my sound effects in order here. Scotty created a whole mystery sound. He created a whole closing. Remind me to play you the one later that we're not using. He created one that was just ludicrous. All right. We are taking.
Scott does a lot more than Kyle ever did.
It's true. Well, it helps that he's not the smoke in a bowl and a half every morning before he comes
to...
I'm sorry. I didn't...
You know, some people do that, and they still function in society. Although they can't talk,
they
apparently.
They still slur.
Yeah.
They still stammer like
I
Bob Newhart.
I haven't eaten yet. I'm a little low energy. Sorry.
All right. Caller 5, Alan, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
Alan, how are you, sir? You are caller 5. Do you understand that the weight of the world is on your shoulders now?
I'm fully aware of that.
All right, Alan, here is what's going to happen. We are going to go through these three calls. Jason, Marty, Susan. They will give their guesses one by one. You must deduce which of those three guesses is correct. If so, you will win something. You will not win a prize quite as fantastic as that prize, which will go to the correct guess, the person who has deduced the sound. But you'll win a little something shiny. And more importantly, you will allow me to elongate this bit and to drag it through as much of this hour as I possibly can. And that, sir, is a gift upon which there is no price tag. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, so, Alan, we're going to go through these. I want you to be listening. We'll just take these in no particular order. Marty, I want you to say, and say this only, I want you to say what your guess as to the mystery sound is. Marty, in your opinion, what is the mystery sound?
I believe the mystery sound is the little car you push forward and back on the plastic track and make it that makes it go loop-de-loop.
All right. Thank you, Marty. Just stay there. Don't go anywhere. Jason. Jason, say this and say no more. What is your guess as to this sound, sir?
It's a cable box channel selector.
Okay. And that's like an old school?
Yeah, from the 80s. We used to slide the thing back and forth.
All right. And Susan, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Susan, I want you to say nothing further. What is your guess, Susan, as to the origin of this mystery sound?
The carriage return on an old manual typewriter.
All right. Now, Alan, have you heard all of these guesses?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, sir, I want you to ask yourself, look deep into the abyss. Look deep into your own heart. I want you to go inside yourself to that special place marked random guess, because I have no damn idea what the noise is.
I'm there, trust me.
All right, Alan, for a prize which is not really all that impressive, but for a mantle of truth that will hang around you like a big truthy thing, what is your guess of these three?
Well,
that's the sound of confidence right there. Well, I don't know.
I think I'm going to go with the typewriter.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
That is your final answer. Survey says,
thank you.
No, you're wrong. You're so wrong. You're so goddamn wrong, I can't even explain it. You have brought shame on the whole family. Whole family now wear ribbons of shame. All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
Thank you.
Goodbye now. Hey, by the way, okay, so you stay, everybody else just stay right there. Hey, Susan?
Yeah.
By the way, this is Susan Reynolds, marketing guru for CBS. She's not even a real caller, and you were fooled by her.
Well, I'm a real caller.
Well, you are a real caller, but you're not, you know what I mean.
I think I really sold my answer.
You're a ringer, though. Ah, in your face, Alan. Yeah, where is your God now? All right. Susan, let me ask you this. Now, did you really... Now, Susan, you yourself, even though you are the marketing guru for this radio station and the CBS Radio Portland cluster, do you yourself even know what the mystery noise is?
I have no freaking idea, and it's been driving me nuts.
Would you like to tell everybody that in the promotions meeting this morning, we tried to get work done, and we couldn't because people were obsessed with the mystery noise.
And you could have solved it by just telling us what it was. No.
No. That's not going to happen.
No.
All right. So...
And I still don't know, but thank you.
We should take a break. The mystery noise is is.
I feel like you couldn't be more obnoxious.
Jason, would you like to tell everybody what the mystery sound is?
Oh, yes. It is an old 80s cable selector. You used to plug your cable into it and it hooked your TV. And it was this little brown box that had a little white pyramid on the front of it. And you would slide it back and forth to select your channel.
And it would light up the numbers as you went by.
Yes, Yep. And the problem is, if your parents are sleeping, there was no way avoiding how noisy it was. You're flipping channels at 5:30 on a Saturday morning.
Exactly. Jason, it is an old school cable box selector. And I do want to note, by the way, that for we said that the breaking point was like 30 years of age, and whether or not you would even know what it was.
Yeah, what about income and cable availability?
I got to tell
you. Are you excluding a large segment of your listening audience?
Yes, we are, but they can't spend money on our advertisers anyway. So I got to say that this actually was not, we didn't find this in a warehouse. This actually is still in use in our kitchen in 2006. This is in the kitchen here at CBS Radio. In the kitchen, there is a television that gets cable. I don't even think Comcast knows the thing is still here. It is actually still in use in our kitchen. It is an old school cable box selector that is still being used now in 2006 to watch television in the break room here at CBS Radio Portland. Susan, in your wildest imaginings, did you know what that's what it was?
Well, I never go in that kitchen, for one thing, so no. I never would have guessed that in a million years.
We will now play the winner song compiled by Scotty J. This is now the...
The numbers all go to 11.
Oh, wait, no, this is wrong. This is the one I said no to. This is... Wait, here we go. This is his congratulations sound. Sense. It's ridiculous. Would you like to hear the mystery winner song that I said no to because it was too ludicrous? Here's the other one.
The numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11.
This doesn't even make any sense. This has nothing to do with anything.
To 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it?
Man, nothing says winner like Sanford and Son.
This was Scotty J's winning sound. All right, Susan, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, Susan Reynolds.
So what does Jason win?
Jason, how are you, sir?
Yes.
All right. Are you happy, sir? Thank you.
I am basking in glory.
All right. You are basking in glory. Fantastic. All right. So, sir, you win. We've got several things for you. We are going to be giving you a limited edition AM970 Solid State Radio T-shirt, of which there were not a whole lot printed. Hey. We've got a... Yes?
Where's what? Mine?
So, Jason, we're going to be giving you an AM970 Solid State Radio T-shirt. We have also a pair of tickets to the upcoming Tom Petty concert for you.
All right.
And then are you a fan of the metal, sir, and the kids who sing it?
Actually, yes, I am.
Actually, excellent. Fantastic. So we've also got a pair of tickets for Off Fest, which is happening at the Roseland this Friday, featuring Hatebreed, Norma Jean, and like 9 other bands, none of whom I will pretend to know about. So that is us. There you go, sir. Tom Petty tickets, Off Fest tickets, and a limited edition AM970 Solid State Radio shirt. But most importantly, sir, forevermore, you will be known when you call this very fine radio program as Mystery Noise Jason. And this sound, which has plagued the lives and minds of so many in the Portland metro area, this will now be your official greeting noise when you call in. A mystery no more, Jason. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
God
Thank you.
Bless you. All right. Thank you, Jason. We're going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. The mystery noise.
Yay!
The mystery noise revealed. Mystery noise revealed once and for all. So I'll tell you what, we'll just take this to the break.
For the memory.
We'll take this to break and we'll come back.
Is this for the mystery
song? We came to do
yes.
a show for very little dough.
There you go.
By
this
little,
is our way
I mean,
of saying
I
thank you from everyone in our family too.
On Skid Row.
Your family.
The
Connie
table.
Chung, ladies and gentlemen. Back after this
TV.
With Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. You stay right there. Don't
Thanks
go anywhere.
Thanks for the memories. This half a year flew by. My Maury, what a guy. Instead of asking who's the daddy, he could talk Dubai. How stunned were we all. Maury would talk instead of listening, unaware of the concept of whispering. And when he did say the right thing, it was so rare. Why should I care? Thanks for the memories. The thing I love the most about Hubby as co-host is all those other anchors were as dull as Melba toast. The sparks really flew. Thanks for the memories. Now that the show is through, I've got bigger things to do. But Maury is back weighing in. Fat babies, how taboo. He can't get enough. Thanks for the memories. As we come to a close, we say to friends and foes, thanks for tuning in to watch the con take on the pose. We thank you so much.
Emails, you son of a bitch. How about this one?
I like the one that called us all evil.
Yes, I don't have it in front of me. There's one that was like, you are, you know, shallow, evil, terrible, terrible people. You know, love the show. Thank you. Let's see, Rick, about that mystery. No, oh, this is, I'm sorry, this is from, bada bing, bada boom. This is from, this is from,
I'm huge.
No, god damn it. Well, whatever, this is from Todd the Corpse. Rick, do you think this ordeal is over? Ha! We're going to have to endure three more weeks of someone who missed the show calling in and emailing to ask if the noise is the spinner from the Game of Life. A pox on you, or a hex, whichever is worse. All right, there you go. That's from Todd the Corpse.
One now, big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
No, whatever. all right. Let's see. What else do we have here? Rick. They're all mystery. How about this? Rick, I heard yesterday that Connie Chung will be joining Larry King on CNN to co-host the new Chung King Report. Speaking of bad jokes, Jen Lane?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Panther.
Panther who?
Panther no pants. I'm going swimming.
Okay. That is pretty great. Oh, God. How long have you been holding, like, saving that one?
I know, somebody told it to me last weekend, and I've been, like, saying it, like, every, like, as often as I possibly can.
Do you ever hear a joke, that just, a joke that's just completely lame, and you just can't quit giggling at it, though?
Yeah.
What the hell? What other joke was Clyde telling me? Clyde was telling me some joke about, like, it was, I don't even remember the actual joke, but it was about, like, a guy sitting at a bar. And, like, he kept hearing this voice saying,
oh, the, you know,
complimentary nuts. Yeah. And it's like, and I sat there and giggled myself.
I love that joke, yeah.
Clyde is just a font of those. Oh, this is, we had an email from Marty. Marty, who was one of the failed, he guessed incorrectly. He was wrong about this. Rick, I hang my head in shame. I have brought shame on my family, my friends, anyone I've ever known. I'm hitting Lombard for a long and sad dive crawl, after which I will be hammering little ducklings with a ball peen hammer. Just so you know. All the best. Marty in St. John's. I think he's just kidding. I don't think he's really gonna. Where would you even find a ball peen hammer? All right. Rick, listen to this. It's 2:55. Rick, I think I figured it out. Is it a car jack? No! It's okay. We're going to have to excerpt out. We're going to have to run like a public service announcement. And it's going to be, the mystery sound was. Let's never say it again.
Okay.
Let's never say, from this, okay. We should all make a pact right now. We should all make a pact right now to never, ever reveal to anybody who...
The first rule of Mystery Sound is nobody talks about Mystery Sound.
That's what I'm saying, because look, we promoted it all day. Did I not all day say at 2:20 the mystery noise will be revealed?
Promoting it for 4 weeks.
For 4 weeks. I put, look, now I can tell you, I put it on my blog last night. I sent out a bulletin about it. I put it on my MySpace blog last night. And then about every 10 minutes all day today, we, as they say, forward promoted that the mystery noise would be revealed. I wonder if maybe from this point out, we should just refuse to tell anybody. Bill, that's what you get for not being a P1. Rick, is it the sound of me looking in a window near your office with a high-powered rifle? Yeah, I don't know. I suppose we'll find out. Let's see. What else do we have here? Well, let's talk about Jen Lane. I just have all this email about the Borderline Baby song.
What do you want to know?
What are your turn-ons?
Like long walks on the beach. Quiet night by the fire.
Okay.
Doing the dishes, cooking up dinner for you.
That's fantastic. All right, then. You've got a whole bunch of stuff coming up, because, so you've got, what, the bus thing, the...
Yeah, we've got a barf bus on Saturday, July 8th, so a week from this Saturday, which should be lots of fun, and it's our all-American Barfly bus tour.
And what is it, in what way does that differ from the normal bus tours?
Far more patriotic than we normally would be.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fireworks?
There's always fireworks on the Barfly bus.
Oh, as a side note, thank you, Scotty. As a side note, we should note that we have one more round of Spot the Fake Metal lyrics here. So I'll tell you what, it's 503-733-2970. How long do we have here?
Well, we have like 6 minutes.
All right, okay. So I'm just going to promote that now, and then he can sort of... All right, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. And that's our final round of this, isn't it? Yeah, this is our final round of Spot the Fake Metal lyrics. So we'll do that now. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We were just talking about this.
I'm looking forward to my big move next week.
And
is that what you're going to talk about?
Are you actually, what are you, what?
To Wednesday.
Oh, I thought you meant like in real life. I thought it was like to be like lifting a box and putting it in my truck or something.
So
this is a good time to talk about this because you have this Sabalas thing you do. It's the cat house
every Wednesday, ladies' night.
And is it, now you DJ?
I'm a DJ.
Now, these all songs that you pick yourself?
Yes, they are.
Because you've got good music taste.
Yes, I do.
And I have to say, and it's not what I expected. I'm not saying I thought you'd have bad music taste, but I remember when you did your top five, I did not think your music taste would be anything like it was.
Hmm.
It was like, you know, it was a lot more accessible, to use the musical term. Just because, you know, you're kind of a smart chick, and so I figured it would be like a lot of like snooty, like highbrow rock that I couldn't get into somehow. But man, it was like you were keeping it real.
It was fun last night. You should have gone, Rick. It was a dance party, and she played Meatloaf.
Uh-huh. A dance party, yes, that screams Rick Emerson. Yeah. I totally should have been there for that.
Oh, but the Meatloaf part does.
Yeah. Did you hear that Bat Out of Hell 3 news?
What?
About Jim Steinman,
that Jim Steinman and Meatloaf had a big falling out, and they're, that's all very sad.
Falling out.
I know. All right, well, let me know. Okay, so Scotty's screaming this right now. So the cat house is coming up, and
then
you got the
Barfly
bus. Yeah,
cat house is every Wednesday, so now I'm going to be on Wednesdays here.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. So
am I still going to be on from 2 to 3?
Yes, and the great thing about that is now, isn't it true that Rockstar Supernova is Tuesday? Isn't that what Storm told us?
You see, I know it premieres next Wednesday, and then it's on Wednesday and Thursday next week.
But then after next
week,
they're moving
it. And I thought Thursdays was going to be its regular night.
I don't think so. I think it's, I think they moved it like a one-time thing because of the holiday.
Why don't you look it up? I think it's like Supernova at MSN or something.
It's rockstar.msn.com. Yeah. Anyway, so we can talk about that because she's free to call the media whenever she likes. What line am I taking here, Scotty? Is this one or four? Really? Are you serious about that? Okay. Hold on. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is one of your loyal listeners.
Hi, David. Well, how can I help you today?
Well, I just wanted to know if that wanker Rick ever gave out the mystery noise, or do I have to come in there and strangle him?
Do you have a guess, sir?
I don't have a guess.
All right.
I want to know what it is, though.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I was up rattling around in some fiberglass in a hot, nasty attic, and I couldn't listen to your sonorous tones telling me what the mystery noise was.
All right.
Did you give it out or not?
I don't know.
I got to know. Please. Tell me. No. I'll run into the street if you don't.
Now I don't know. Now the pressure's on me. I don't know whether I should reveal it or not. All right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. Scotty will tell you off the air. I think we should never reveal it on the air.
Yeah, nobody talks about the mystery noise.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let me go to the.
Are we pushing it back?
No. Do we have to do that? Can we do that? Do we have a couple minutes?
Yeah, I can.
All right. Well, let me do this then. Let me launch the.
I'll just push it back 3 minutes again.
Okay,
like
great. Thank you. All right. Let's go to the phone here for Spot the Fake Metal Noise. Dusty.
Yes.
Dusty, how you doing?
Good.
All right, Dusty, you ready to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics?
Yes, I am. Okay. Totally prepared.
All right, fantastic. All right.
I'm from Las Vegas in a trailer park, so I'm ready.
So you're prepped. Your whole life has really been leading toward this moment then.
Oh, yeah, totally, all right. Yeah. Sniper and all them. Yeah.
Here's the thing. We're going to read two sets of metal lyrics. I will perform them for you. One of them is fake, written by Scotty J. One of them is real from an actual metal song. If you can spot it correctly, you win a pair of tickets to Off Fest featuring Norma Jean and Hatebreed.
Thank
you. clearly, you're really cut out for this.
I'm ready.
It's like 9 hours of metal, and it'll be free, so you can't beat that. And it's happening at the Roseland on Friday. Are you ready?
Awesome, yes.
All right, here we go. Hold on. All right. Pay no attention to the cadence, the melody, whatever. It's all about the lyrics. One of these sets of lyrics is real, one is not. Here we go.
Rock on.
Okay, thank you for your encouragement, sir. All right, here we go. Here's the first set.
Okay.
All right.
Ready.
I gotta gear up, brother. I gotta feel the groove. You just get with the listening. Okay.
Okay. Can I harmonize?
No. It's quiet. Surrounded by brick and mortar, I made this life of hate. Today I walk the last time, sentenced to rot in this hell. 'Cause in the end, the metal, it bleeds from my veins. All right, there you go. That's set the first. Here we go. This is set the second. Resurrect mankind, sacrifice to power. From the ruins give the birth to a new reality, rising from the ashes of the past destruction. Civilization, new existence, I am lost in the void. Yeah. All right.
Oh, that was so tenacious, D. Right on. It's the second one.
No, you are wrong. In your face, sir. That's what I'm talking about. See,
I've upset the Brotherhood of All Trailer Parks in Las Vegas. I'm sorry.
No, and you're wrong.
Oh, no. Come on.
No. Would you like...
Okay, it's the first one, then.
Okay.
It's got to be the first one, then.
Let me just tell you this, though. That first set of lyrics was by Scotty J. That song, he named it. That song is called Final Day. That song that you thought was fake, that was called Confessions of Pain by Bolt Thrower.
Nice.
Bolt Thrower?
But I saw that band yesterday, Rib Spreader. They were real. Oh. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right. So I'm all dejected. All right.
Rib Spreader's a much better name than Bolt Thrower, though. What's a Bolt Thrower?
I don't know.
Like a lightning bolt thrower?
I don't know. Isn't there like a thing?
A bolt thrower?
I don't know.
They don't throw bolts. Don't you screw a bolt?
Yeah. No, I've got nothing. I know a bolt, you like with that, that rivet thing, that whatever. How long do we have here?
A minute.
All right. Okay. Scotty, send me the screen. I derive great pleasure from that game. See, it's a satisfying thing, you know, when you're able to write metal lyrics that can fool even a guy from a trailer park in Las Vegas. All right, the website is barflymag.com.
Mm-hmm.
Jen Lane, and be sure to tune in next Wednesday. She joins us on an exciting new day.
Yeah.
Starting next week, which would be great.
Why maybe hangover free?
Well, because on Wednesday you do the Cat of Six Balls, which is great, and I will go next week. This is my pledge to you.
You're actually going to come?
I'll go next week. I will go next because I heard it's a great time. I'm always here, and then I forget about it, and I'm lame anyway, and I don't dance or anything even remotely approaching
that.
Well,
usually the first hour is just a mix of stuff, trying to get people drunk and just kind of in the mood.
Exactly. Yeah, people don't start dancing after top drinking.
People sitting
cocktails.
Slumped alone in a corner. I can do that. All right. Let's see. What is tomorrow? Friday? All right. So tomorrow on the Rick Emerson program, we have Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio. We'll talk a little bit about the Superman Returns, which it's already open, but there's a whole bunch of other stuff that opens this week.
And Devil Wears Prada tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow?
Oh, I'm looking forward. We should go.
Oh, yeah, Lara's all over that.
Hey, maybe we should all go. Well, anyway, we'll talk about that. But, you know, next week...
And we can all get facials.
I think before the Cat House, I think we're going to show Storm's show on the big screen at Sabala's in the side.
Really?
Show. Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. All right? You know.
Oh, sister, that's going to be packed.
You know, I got to tell you this. You know that if, I mean, God willing, I don't want to jinx anything, but you know that if she goes very far at all in this, we're going to have to rent out some big-ass play, whether it's some